From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. St. Louis's police chief is calling the city's judges too lenient with defendants in alleged gun crimes, insisting those on the bench, quote, are accountable to virtually no one. Chief Sam Dotson offered that criticism in his official blog in a posting on Monday titled A Sane Rant for a Crazy System, Part 1. Dotson writes that when you combine a runaway gun culture with a lack of judicial accountability, it seems like anything is possible. He adds that judges, quote, make the decisions and we get stuck living with the consequences. And no matter how bad those decisions turn out to be, they hold on to their jobs and get power. He also says another societal truth is that guns are ridiculously easy to get. The state of Missouri has budgeted money to begin the process of building a new veterans home and to upgrade two veterans cemeteries. Governor Jay Nixon announced on Friday that the state legislature had budgeted $500,000 for the Veterans Home project. State officials have not chosen a site for the new Veterans Home. Nixon said in a news release that 494,000 veterans live in Missouri and more than 1,900 are on waiting lists for state facilities. Lawmakers also approved $6.3 million to build walls to hold cremated remains at the state veterans cemeteries in Springfield and Higginsville. Regulations aimed at helping companies such as Uber and Lyft expand in Missouri died in the legislature this year. At issue is whether the ride-hailing companies are governed by uniform statewide rules or by varying rules from city to city. The companies say the differing rules make it hard for them to do business. The legislation faced pushback from those who wanted drivers to submit fingerprint background checks, which Uber and Lyft oppose. Uber said the legislation could have allowed the company to hire as many as 10,000 drivers and expand to cities such as Springfield and St. Joseph. Lyft left Missouri after the St. Louis Metropolitan Taxi Cab Commission sued in 2014. Uber is now operating in Columbia, Kansas City, and St. Louis. A prominent GOP political donor is again supporting Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder as he runs in this year's gubernatorial race. Missouri Ethics Commission records show that President and CEO of Joplin-based Tamco Building Products, David Humphreys, gave Kinder $250,000 on Friday. Kinder faces a four-way GOP primary on August 2nd, and the winner is expected to face Democratic frontrunner Attorney General Chris Koster in the November 8th election. In 2012, Humphreys dropped support of Kinder after reports that the candidate repeatedly visited a strip club in the 1990s. Humphreys' Friday donation is his first to Kinder since then. As of the most recent finance reports through the end of March, Kinder had about $625,000 in cash to spend on his campaign. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.